Inverted planet, making sense of an upside down world. This turns out to be a great title for this podcast, as today's episode will demonstrate. And I'd like to point out at the outset that the topic for today's podcast was chosen before Electronic Intifada called me a racist. Yes, you heard that correctly. Before Electronic Intifada called me a racist. You see, I'm part of an article entitled "The Anti-Palestinian Racists Attacking Raphael Warnock." And as the tweet about me makes clear, Rabbi Yaakov Menken, a critic of Reverend Warnock with Coalition for Jewish Values, has defended Israel's nation-state law that enshrines superior rights for Jews over Palestinians. See how they immediately change the topic? They're not willing to discuss or even attempt to defend Warnock's record, what he actually had to say, and its anti-Semitic nature. They went right to attacking me for, quote-unquote, defending Israel's nation-state law that enshrines, quote, superior rights for Jews over Palestinians. Now, you can actually go look at the article and how little I had to say about the law, other than it simply says the obvious that Israel is a Jewish state. This is, you know, this is an outlet that names itself after the Intifada, which is to say they name themselves after the murder of Israeli civilians, which is to say the murder of Jews. And they're calling somebody else a racist? You know, of course, have at it. But, you know, they have no problem with the dozens of Christian countries in the world. They have no problem with the dozens of Muslim countries in the world. They only have a problem with Israel being a Jewish state. Well, because they're Nazis. I mean, it's kind of simple. It's kind of straightforward. You know, if you name yourself after a violent effort to kill as many Jewish children as possible and call it a human right, when you call somebody else racist, that's kind of a badge of honor. And, you know, look at what they, you know, again, with me, they can't manage to stay on topic. They move then to Rabbi Ilan Feldman. Now, get this. Rabbi Ilan Feldman is connected to Rabbi Yitz Tendler, because Rabbi Yitz Tendler is the executive director of Rabbi Feldman's synagogue. Rabbi Tendler, on the other hand, is connected through a different organization to a rabbi named Ben Packer, whom they baselessly assert is a bad person who, quote, routinely incites unhinged bigotry against Palestinians. I mean, the nonsense is extreme. They say that Ben Packer supports Rabbi Meir Kahana because Ben commemorated Rav Kahana's Yahrzeit the day he was murdered by a Palestinian terrorist. Again, if you oppose the murder of Jews, Electronic Intifada will call you a bad person. But look at that chain. It's not that they have anything against Rabbi Feldman other than he commemorated the 1967 war, which was again an Arab effort to exterminate all the Jews in Israel. The only thing they have on him is that he's connected to Rabbi Tendler, who's connected to Rabbi Packer, who again is not what they categorize him and lay him out to be. But as far as the association, as far as dragging that back to Rabbi Feldman, by that math, if that's how you look at it, every person at Electronic Intifada and every advocate for the quote-unquote Palestinian cause is directly connected to the murder of Jewish children. If you use Electronic Intifada's own methodology, every single one of them is involved in the murder of Jewish children. It's that simple. Again, they only have a problem with the one and only Jewish state. If they're going to call me a racist, that's obviously a badge of honor. That's great. But at the same time, so that's how I looked at it. But I was familiar, of course, like I said, the topic of today was going to be the larger issue of the demonization of anybody who disagrees with leftist memes. But Rabbi Feldman, I wanted to let him know that we had appeared in Electronic Intifada like this. And he went right to this issue. He said and he put it so well that I asked him to repeat himself so that I could, I'm paraphrasing him. Whenever someone disagrees, you look at the minority characteristics of the person they are disagreeing with. And then you claim that the speaker who's disagreeing with a person's ideas is against that minority. Get it? That if you disagree with a person and that person has a minority characteristic, it's not that you disagree with their ideas. It's not that you have a problem with what they're saying. It's you have a problem with that person's minority characteristic, whatever it might be. Now, this, of course, came up. I had a piece published last week in Newsweek called The Jewish Left's Warnock Whitewash, which is how I got into Electronic Intifada, or at least part of it is probably related to the letter. But in that piece, I pointed out that the Jewish left is using anti-Semitism in exclusively a partisan fashion rather than a realistic and neutral fashion. And the immediate proof of that is Ilhan Omar and her anti-Semitic statements. David Duke has openly applauded Ilhan Omar for saying the exact same things that he says. But it doesn't matter to these people on the Jewish left. If you oppose Ilhan Omar, it's because she is black, Muslim, a refugee, or a woman, or some combination of all those things. It has nothing to do with the fact that she speaks like David Duke. Again, as David Duke has openly said, he has applauded her precisely because she says the same things that he does. And unlike him, you can't accuse her of being a bigot, because if you do, it's because you're Islamophobic. It's because you're a racist. It's because you're a sexist. It's just this type of nonsense is exactly like Rabbi Feldman said. You look at that person's minority characteristics and you use them as a shield. You use them to prevent valid criticism of that person's ideas, even when the ideas expressed are hateful to a different minority group. You're only against them because of their minority status, not because of the terrible things that they had to say. A perfect example of this arrived in my mailbox earlier. Americans for Peace Now had a fundraiser with a message from their president and CEO, Hadar Suskind. And Hadar Suskind said about Mort Klein, the head of the Zionist Organization of America, in this fundraiser, he said, "Klein is a right-wing racist Islamophobe, and I'm not afraid to say it." He called Klein a right-wing racist Islamophobe and said he's not afraid to say it. Look, Hadar Suskind is an anti-Semitic bigot, and I'm not afraid to say it. But unlike Suskind, I'm going to lay out some evidence for you, and you're going to make your own decision. You see, this is not new. Last year, Rick Jacobs of the Reform Movement called Klein a racist Islamophobe who promotes hate, and he provided absolutely no evidence to support this. Klein criticizing the anti-Semitic platform of the Black Lives Matter movement does not make him an anti-black racist. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. First of all, it's a simple fact that the platform, at least early on, of the Black Lives Matter movement was openly anti-Semitic in the way it talked about Israel and quote-unquote Palestine. That's flat out. And that was the problem. Has nothing to do with them being black. It has to do with saying the same things that David Duke has to say about Israel and Jews. But on the other hand, there is a problem with the Black Lives Matter movement itself. I mean, look, I live in Baltimore. And I called it a white supremacist's dream. You have black people killing black people, and white people are not to blame for it, obviously not to blame for it, but it's supposed to be pro-black people to encourage this to continue. What am I talking about? When police are not able to do their job, when police are forced to back off, the people harmed more than any other population segment, very sadly, is young black men. Because instead of the guns being taken away from somebody before they use it, they're used in a crime against another young black man. And so ever since, you go back to Freddie Gray and 2015 in Baltimore and look at the murder stats ever since 2015, This has been a bloodbath in this city for years, supposedly because Black Lives Matter. Apparently, you are racist against blacks if you oppose the destruction of black and other minority-owned businesses. And if you oppose the murder of black people. I'm sorry. For opposing Black Lives Matter, Klein is not a racist. He is not against black people. And he's not an Islamophobe either for opposing radical Islamic terrorism. All they're able to tie him to, and you can look at his Twitter feed, you can go back into history, there is nothing he has to say against Islam and nothing he has to say against black people. He was, you know, he was a fan of the civil rights movement. I think he was too young to participate, but, you know, he remembers the 1960s. This is crazy. If Klein is a racist, he's doing a really lousy job of it. Ice Cube, not only does Ice Cube support or did support Louis Farrakhan, but over the summer, Ice Cube put out a series of tweets that were clearly tied to old anti-Semitic tropes. And the question is whether he knew that or not, or what the story was. Well, Klein reached out to Ice Cube. They ended up forming a friendship. It is from Klein that I learned that Ice Cube's friends call him Cube. And he even invited Ice Cube to speak at the ZOA dinner. So if Ice Cube's an anti-Semite, he's doing a lousy job at it. And if Mort is a racist, he's doing a terrible job at it. This is just not the way society is supposed to function. And it's not being done. This is not a bipartisan problem. I'm sorry. It's just not. One side is using racial and identity characteristics to stifle debate. Again, go back last week, and our statement on orthodoxy, which I spoke about in last week's podcast, all our statement, which has now been signed by 250 Orthodox rabbis from around the world, all it says is, hey, the Bible is opposed to same-sex practices, much less same-sex marriage. If a person endorses same-sex marriage, they're not an Orthodox rabbi. That's redefining what it means to be Orthodox, because Orthodoxy is supposed to be all about observing the Torah and observing the Bible. And it is a neutral, objective reality that the Bible opposes homosexuality. That's not up for debate. The question is whether we're going to listen to the Bible or not. And, you know, we can have a debate about that. Nobody on the quote-unquote right-hand side of the issue is saying that America shouldn't have a debate about this issue, but at least they're saying it should be a debate, that people who promote homosexual behavior are not automatically hateful and bigoted and wrong. But meanwhile, the people on the left immediately accuse us of homophobia simply for quoting what the Bible has to say on the subject and to say that people who promote this are not Orthodox, even if they claim to be. These are very, you know, it's straightforward. You oppose objective reality or else you're Islamophobic and homophobic and everything else. You know, that is, it's not only that it's crazy, it's that it's incredibly dangerous because all of a sudden you can't have a free and open discussion. There was some observer of the scene who said, and I apologize that I can't quote the person. He said, to a right-winger, a left-winger is a person with bad ideas. To a left-winger, a right-winger is a bad person with ideas. Get the difference? They immediately go to that bigotry claim, to the name-calling. Oh, you're not saying that because you want to debate an idea. You're saying that because you're Islamophobic, because you're homophobic, because you're racist, because you're sexist, because you're mansplaining, whatever the subject might be or whatever the topic might be. It's a way to shut down debate. Now, again, let's be honest here. Being called a racist by a Nazi outlet is a badge of honor. It's not that I have a problem with Electronic Intifada calling me a racist. That's great. But it is symptomatic. And Rabbi Feldman went right to that. And again, that was the topic before this came up because I wanted to talk about Mort Klein and what Hadar Suskin was doing to him. And, you know, look at that again. Hadar Suskind is claiming that Klein is an Islamophobic racist because he opposes Islamic terror. I mean, think about how crazy that is for just a minute. It really is true. Because the bottom line is, if you're confusing Islamic terrorism with Islam itself, you're the person who has a problem with Islam. If Hadar Suskind cannot see the difference between opposing Islamic terrorism and opposing Islam itself, Hadar Suskind is the one who has a problem with hate and not Mort Klein. So I wasn't just saying it. You really have to be an imbecile, and Hadar Suskind is clearly not an imbecile, or have an anti-Semitism problem in the current environment to confuse radical Islamic terror, which Mort Klein certainly does oppose and every decent person opposes, and Islam itself. So in fact, I've sort of proven it, that Hadar Suskind does have an anti-Semitism problem because he's all too willing to use a double standard that conflates Islam and Islamic terrorism in order to castigate a Jew who opposes terrorism alone. That's it for this week. Again, please, if you like the podcast, give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, share it with your friends, subscribe, and we'll be back next week with another Inverted Planet.